has told CNN he is opposed to the assault.
We're going to continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks like came out of the Middle East recently. But it's just wrong.
Here at home, an operation is beginning this morning to remove migrants in tents from the Grand Canal in Dublin. Over 100 tents were pitched up close to the International Protection Office since the weekend. Stephanie Rohan has more.
Well, there are familiar scenes here down on the Grand Canal as a large Garda presence is in the area. Names of the asylum seekers are being taken, and so far there are two buses waiting to bring them elsewhere. The men are getting their belongings together, and the area around the canal is completely barricaded off. Around 100 asylum seekers have been sleeping here over the past few days, ever since tents were removed last week from outside the International Protection Office on Mount Street, which is just a short distance away.
The online retail monolith Amazon is launching a new dedicated site for Ireland next year. Up until now, customers had to use sites based in Europe or the UK. From next year, customers can access Amazon.ie, offering over 100 million items, faster delivery and returns and avoiding customs charges or currency conversion rates. It currently employs over 6,500 people in Cork, Drogheda and Dublin. Almost half of septic tanks inspected by the EPA last year were found to be faulty. 1,189 tanks were inspected, 45% of which proved to have failures and a significant number identified as a health risk. The agency is asking the public to ensure they maintain their tanks regularly and to avail of government grants. Noel Byrne from the EPA says some of the tanks hadn't been fixed in over a decade.
Failure to resolve older cases remains a concern, and we are seeing inconsistent enforcement by local authorities. So what we want to remind listeners really, look, at faulty septic tanks are a risk to the environment and to people's health, especially if there's a drinking water well on the same site, and really these must be resolved.
Capacity for 3,000 new jobs is being made with the planned expansion of an innovation campus in County Kildare. Plans have been announced for further development of the Kildare Innovation Campus between Selbridge and Leixlip, formerly the site of Hewlett-Packard. Its CEO says the expansion will be Europe's most advanced carbon-neutral campus. And a quarter of people living here would accept €60 less in the state pension if they were able to avail of it at the early age of 60. A survey of over 1,000 adults around the country found less than 1 in 5 would wait until they're 70 to retire to receive €60 extra. Over half, 56%, are happy with the status quo and are happy to take the standard state pension at 66. Sport is next.
FX's Welcome to Wrexham is back on Disney+. Join Ryan Reynolds.
Come on!
And Rob McElhenney.
Here we are in season 3. It's going to be a very harrowing edge of your seat season.
In a whole new league.
This division is going to be tougher.
If we keep believing, we can turn things around.
FX's Welcome to Wrexham. New season available to stream exclusively on Disney+. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
News of soccer, Real Madrid rejoice. Bayern Munich were left raging after a late equaliser was chalked off for offside during their agonising Champions League semi-final defeat to Madrileños. The German giants closed in on victory thanks to a second-half strike from Alphonso Davies. But a brace of goals from on-loan striker Hossulu crushed their dreams. The leveller coming after a catastrophic howler from goalkeeper Manuel Neuer. However, they almost took the game to extra time with Matthias de Ligt sweeping the ball home in the 13th minute of injury time before the linesman had already choked it off. It provoked a rasping reaction from Thomas Tuchel.
That's a very unusual mistake of our very best player for the equaliser. Then we conceded in a very narrow decision, the second one in stoppage time. Then we scored one. And they have a disastrous decision from the linesman and from the referee. Yeah, feels almost like a betrayal in the end because of that decision.
Real Madrid will face Borussia Dortmund in the final at Wembley in June. Emi Martinez, a big doubt for Aston Villa's Conference League semi-final second leg away to Olympiacos, succeeding the Villains 4-2 down from the first leg. The winners will face Fiorentina in the final. And the road to Dublin is edging ever closer with the Europa League semi-finals, with Bayer Leverkusen facing Roma. Atalanta take on Marseille. We'll be right back.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the all-electric ID Buzz. WesternMotors.ie.
All delays centred around Dublin this morning. A crash reported between Ballymun and Finglas in the right lane on the M50 heading southbound this morning. Queues from Portobello Bridge until Ranelagh Bridge. Also the South Circular slow towards St John's Road West. Heavy traffic in Summerhill also outbound. That's between Gardiner Street and Portland Row.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A dry, mostly cloudy day on the way with warm, hazy, sunny spells breaking through mostly across Leinster and Munster. Highs amid light or variable breezes of 16 to 20 degrees Celsius. You're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay.
Let's do this. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Lucy. Morning, Pamela.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Pamela, you know it's going to be 23 degrees this weekend. What are you doing?
Well, I'm heading away to Santa Pons next Thursday.
Oh, look at you.
Nice.
Well, you could get yourself a little top-up tan, if you know what I mean. Or
a pre-tan.
Pre-holiday
tan.
Right, Lucy.
Yeah.
We call it a pran. Who are you going away with?
A group of girls for a hen party.
Oh, look at you. You won't see much of the sun, will you?
Brilliant.
I don't know.
Okay.
How exciting.
How many of you going away?
22.
Sweet mother, have you got your own airplane like?
I know, Colm, I know. It could be dangerous.
Oh,
you'll have to give us your flight time and airline near the time so we can tell people to avoid it.
And can I ask you something?
Avoid is right, Lucy.
How long are you going away for?
Until Sunday night.
So it's like a long weekend?
We're
saying Thursday, Sunday. Okay, all right, yeah.
Messy. I like it. Messy. Okay, Pamela, let's try and give you this cash for the hen party. 2,750 quid. What are you thinking?
How many times did you try to quit smoking?
Oh, gosh. Ooh. Okay, wow.
Well, he hasn't quite knocked it
controversial.
On the head.
How?
Ooh. The answer is two.
Unfortunately, no. Like so many social smokers, I've quit them 150 times.
Because he's a naughty boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pamela.
Sorry, Pamela. And listen,
guys,
have a great trip.
See you later.
Thanks a million. Take care, guys.
Bye, you two. Bye-bye. Risha Flanagan in Galway. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
How is Rita?
Rita is good. Rita's just back from her walk.
Where does Rita walk?
Well, on the road.
On the road.
Just around your area?
Yeah, in my area. I took off there at about 6:30 this morning. So.
Oh, very nice.
Wearing like her on your own?
On my own.
Yeah.
Oh my,
and what part of Galway are you in, Rita?
I'm just Loughrea, just outside Loughrea.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So you can head into the countryside pretty.
That's it, exactly.
That's where we stopped to go to the toilet, Lucy.
It's a good spot. Nice toilet.
We're nice in this in the hotel right in the centre of Loughrea.
Yeah. There was a wedding on.
Lovely toilet.
Did you gate crash it?
Yeah, we were toilet crushers.
Toilet crushers, yeah.
Rita, what are we thinking? What are we thinking this missing word is, this missing question?
Yes.
Well, I was just thinking two children, so the question is, how many times have you been in the maternity ward?
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
Now, we only know about Anne.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah, I know, but we only know about...
Oh, I thought, and the kid she produced. Okay, I know what you're saying, yeah.
First.
Oh,
The answer is two.
Well, let me tell you this. Not this time.
Risha Flanagan.
Not this time, this
That's
question.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was lovely talking to you, though.
You too. Thanks, guys. Love
you. God bless.
Yeah.
See you later. Bye.
When you were saying goodbye. We'll do that again, guys, for
really
the 9 o'clock hour.
That's not annoying, at all. No. On the way, Lucy Kennedy and everybody else in the entire world.
Yes.
A woman who got married shares the 6 things she thinks are a waste of money at a wedding. I think it's a great list, okay?
I might join that list.
Yeah.
I might add to it.
I'll see if you agree with her on the 6, okay? I'm not showing you the list. It's 14 after 7. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Weddings after Prince, if you know what I mean. Could you be
one from the sky. I know Mars could not be too far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
Could you be?
Could you?
Please, all rise, all rise. Ah, yes. So, the good old wedding. Who doesn't love a good wedding?
I love a good wedding. My pal Janine's getting married in 3 weeks. I'm going to Tipperary.
That'll be good.
Very excited. Okay. I love
a good
wedding.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't want to pour cold water over a good wedding, okay?
Right.
And it's not me pouring cold water, but I do have my opinions.
Yeah.
On a good wedding and a bad wedding. But there's a woman who got married, and she has shared the six things she thinks there's a waste of money at a wedding, right?
Ooh,
I think it's quite interesting.
Who is this bitter woman?
She's not necessarily
bitter.
Who is
this bitter single woman?
Her name is Morgan. She got married recently, and she just said, look, I think there's certain things that are just...
Why are you banging the desk?
I think there's certain things that are a waste of money on the big day. So, for instance, she said, matching bridesmaids' pyjamas.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
nah,
okay.
Let's give that a... Well, it's just an extra additional cost that's not needed.
An expensive wedding cake when guests would just be as happy with Colin the Caterpillar.
Oh, yes, I would agree with that. They can be very expensive. But people go absolutely bonkers on their cakes.
On their weddings.
Custom cakes.
Yeah.
I don't really. We went for a local Italian, you know, lemon chocolate thing.
I can't remember. May have been Dunkin' Donuts. I can't remember. I actually can't remember the cake, but I do. There is a picture of it somewhere, but I think it was just a traditional, Christmas cake.
But people spent. Colin Hayes.
Yes.
You
hello.
With the shirt.
Good morning, everyone.
Thousands.
Oh, I know. They spent thousands. Absolutely.
Insane.
Just 087-188-0008. If you do it again, what was the thing that you think was just too ostentatious?
A waste of money.
Or a waste
and
of money.
And not worth it.
And we'll stick you in the draw for those tickets to the Coronas.
Yes, because you're helping engaged couples.
087-188-0008. What do you think? I don't want to reveal her list till you... What do you think?
Well, no, I'm agreeing with the list. I'm not going to add to it till you've wet my whistle.
Okay, because I'm going to add something controversial to
don't
it.
Don't say ring.
Well, no, I can ask.
Did you get Anne a wedding ring?
Yeah.
Did you get Anne an engagement ring?
No, we didn't get engaged.
Jerry, what do you think of that?
We didn't get engaged. We're not the traditional.
No, but why didn't you give her an engagement
ring?
We're
not the traditional couple. We didn't want to get engaged. It wasn't a thing. So we got married, but we didn't get married in a church either. We got married in a registry office.
Did you buy her a diamond ring after?
No, she didn't want a diamond ring afterwards. We didn't. No, she got other rings for other occasions, but she didn't get a ring for something that didn't happen, if you know what I mean. You don't understand, do you?
Is it because you still want to spend the money?
No, it's absolutely because she has loads of jewelry for other events, like when kids were born and stuff happened. But why would you get her a ring for something that didn't happen? We didn't get engaged. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. Are you going to say engagement ring? Then don't waste money on an engagement ring.
No, that's not here. Okay. But that's before the wedding. That's a waste of money before the wedding.
That's not a waste of money.
So, also in there is gifts and flowers for the two mothers, she says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Did we? Probably flowers.
Pew
ends. It's also something else to have to think about.
Oh, a wedding videographer. You'll never watch the video again.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. I think spend on a good photographer and
a good photographer. I agree
and a
totally.
Good videographer.
Videographer,
yes.
No, because how many times you go around to somebody's house and they've bored you with their wedding video?
I think it's nice to have on tape as a memory.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do.
Okay, but I do agree with a photographer. Absolutely. You listen, you can't go wrong with a good photographer. So there's some of the things. Now,
come on.
I'm going to throw one out here, right?
Okay, but I'm just warning you now. You're within throwing water distance.
No, but sorry, so you can't, just because I have an
opinion. No, you're right.
You can't throw water at me or hot coffee, okay? I think probably the I think the greatest waste of money at a wedding is the wedding dress. I think it's absolutely beyond ridiculous.
Yes.
There is no other occasion in your entire life.
You're not going to use it again, guys.
Yeah, so there you go. Is there any other occasion in your entire life when you buy a piece of clothing that you'll never wear again? That's the only time in your life. Think about it.
Communion dress.
Ah, in fairness, you might use a communion dress. You pass it down, maybe. You know what I mean? If you've got a couple of girls or whatever. But you're
Go and get a really nice white or cream or black, whatever colour you decide, dress.
Yeah.
But when you put wedding in front of it, you're adding zeros.
Would you... Like
my mum was dress designer. She made my wedding dress.
Okay. Did you wear it again?
No.
Have you worn it to work?
What do you think?
No, I'm just asking.
I mean, I know I have another job, but with my other work colleagues, no, I haven't.
Yeah, yeah. No, no.
And have I worn it with you guys?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, so wasn't it such a waste of money because you'd only got one wear out of it?
Well, no, it wasn't a waste of money because my mum did it.
But
had
did,
I bought it, absolutely, I'm with you. 100%.
Do you still have it?
Yes.
Would you wear it?
No, but I think we used it for somebody's christening.
Oh, you cut it up a little bit. Okay. 087-188-0000.
But I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm also with you on wedding shoes, wedding bags. You don't need this. People go for these kind of like diamond encrusted looking shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just posh shoes. You don't need them.
I got a suit, flip-flops. Right? I bought a suit for the wedding. It was a lovely, sort of styled like a 40s suit and a double breasted, right? And I wore it then after that.
What color was the column?
Huh? What color was it? Yeah. It was a slate grey. Slate grey, double breasted. And I wore it and I would wear it regularly.
You wish, mate. That's when you were fly.
No, sorry. Okay, again.
I'd say you could probably give it to Jack.
So I'm not saying I wear it now. I'm saying I did wear it. I got many wears
out of it. Oh, yes.
But Anne just got one wear out of her dress. I just think it's silly.
What do you think about a guy getting a watch when a girl gets the engagement ring?
It's a good idea. Yeah, yeah. Something useful, you know what I mean? Anyway, add to our list, 087-188-0008.
Travel Saturday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
New this week in Home Store and More. All swing chairs are all half price. That's right, half price. But better hurry, because when all the half price swing chairs are gone, they're gone. Also, all hotel collection duvet sets and all pillows are still all half price. But when all the half price hotel collection duvet sets and all the half price pillows are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local Home Store and More. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. A happy home.
Feed your pet for less this May at Maxi Zoo. Save €20 on selected Hills Dog 12 to 14 kilo lines. Now from only $74.99. And Felix 88-pack pouches only $39.99. That's only 45 cents per pouch. Available online and in-store while stocks last. See more at maxizoo.ie.
Lidl is on the lookout for customer assistants and warehouse operatives to join our team. You'll benefit from lots of training, encouragement and progression opportunities while enjoying all the Lidl things that make work-life balance add up. For a career where you get the support you need to succeed, it's gotta be Lidl. Visit jobs.lidl.ie.
Charge into summer with TUI. Choose from a beach cruise or city break or Mexico flying direct from Dublin. Holiday sorted. TUI, live happy.
If you're feeling the chill, get your home winter ready now. Wrapped up nice and cozy with external insulation from First Choice PHC. Reduce your energy bills by up to 50% while increasing the value, warmth and comfort of your home. We're also your first choice for heat pumps, gas and oil. So, make First Choice your only choice for external wall insulation. Significant SEAI grants available. See firstchoicephc.com.
Knox Hotel Galway. We're all about the sleep. Comfy beds. Food served all day. Cocktails to die for. Fantastic location. Free parking. Knox Hotel. That's NOX. Eat, sleep, stay. Book direct for best rates.
Tubs and Tiles sale is now on. Find huge savings on quality tiles and bathrooms. Plus, with our 3D bathroom design service, you can get your dream bathroom for less. Visit any of our showrooms nationwide or shop online at tubstiles.ie. But hurry, the Tubs and Tiles sale is on for a limited time only.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard, got your picture in my head, saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand. I'm not broke, I'm just a broken-hearted man. I know it makes no sense, but what else can I do? And how can I move on when I'm still in love with you? 'Cause if one day you're missing me, and your heart starts to wonder where on the surf I could be, thinking maybe you'll come back here to the place that beat me, and you'll see me waiting for you on the corner of the street. So I'm not moving, I'm not
my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colin and Lucy in the morning. Good morning. Keep them coming
morning.
In. 087-188-0008. So firstly, we got these amazing tickets to give to you to the Coronas.
Yeah.
So if you're getting married, you could go to the Coronas and technically they will be your wedding band, okay? At a stretch.
Yeah.
At a very long stretch. And they are playing on June 15th down the road in the Fairview Park, and then later on they're playing in Galway as well, in Galway Airport, and that's Saturday 24th of August. We have tickets every single day to give away, so we're going to give you away tickets today. We did that list. I'm going to play a few messages we gave in a few minutes' time. We gave it a list, and it's this. And how, yeah, and you
things
agreed
you
with most of them.
Looking back,
yeah, yeah,
were a waste of money in that you it, look. Weddings are so expensive.
Yes.
Where you can save, you should save. It is just one day. I know it's the best day of your life, and Beppe, but you are going to have better days in your life.
Mm.
We're just asking people to get in touch and let us know where you wish you'd save money.
I know, yeah, yeah. What is it that you think was that little
you're
bit
pretty
of a
much
waste?
Saved everything.
I was watching a program the other day. This is really fast. I was watching a program, and they said, as soon as you put the word wedding in front of anything, it just trebles the price.
Yes.
So they were saying there's a ham that they were going to buy, right?
Mm.
And then somebody said, no, you need to get a wedding ham. It was exactly the same ham.
And be careful,
but it was
guys,
twice
with
the price.
Cakes. Go in and ask for a cake. Don't say the wedding. The wedding cake doubles it.
Doubles it immediately. Mad.
Same with dresses.
087-188-0008. We've got a few coming up. Just gone 7:30. John's in the newsroom.
Thanks, Colin. Good morning. An operation is underway to remove migrants and tents from the Grand Canal in Dublin. Over 100 tents pitched up close to the International Protection Office since the weekend. Joe Biden has warned Israel the US will stop supplying weapons if a ground operation is launched in Rafah. Ireland, Spain and several other EU member states are now considering the date of May 21st as the day on which they will jointly recognise the state of Palestine. The EPA is warning failure to fix faulty septic tanks cannot be allowed to continue. Enforcement by local authorities, they say, very much inconsistent. Amazon has announced it will launch a new dedicated Ireland site next year. The 18-month-old boy who died in a road traffic collision at a traveller accommodation site in Ennis, County Clare, has been named locally as Hunter Malloy. 38% of prospective homeowners are unhappy with the government. They believe a change would be a good thing for the housing market. The ex-Stoke striker Hossie Lou proved the unlikely hero as Real Madrid reached the Champions League final with a dramatic 2-1 comeback win over Bayern Munich. Bayern fuming at a disallowed stoppage time equaliser. Bayern were winning 1-0 up until the 88th minute before a howler of mammoth proportions from Manuel Neuer. Aston Villa have a huge night in store as they look to turn their Europa Conference League semi-final around against Olympiacos, trailing 4-2. Fiorentina await in the final. Bayer Leverkusen 2-0 up as they await the challenge of Roma in their Europa League semi-final second leg. Atalanta and Marseille tied 1-1. Wins for Offaly in Dublin in the Leinster Under-20 Hurling Championship, and Rory McIlroy begins his quest for fourth ever Wells Fargo Championship this evening.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. westernmotors.ie.
Galway, Limerick and Cork traffic all moving well so far. The Grand Canal Dublin moving no worse than usual despite the Garda operation ongoing in place. There queues before Portobello and Ranelagh bridges. Delays inbound on the Donnywick Road until Marlborough Road. Slow on the N3 Navan Road. The St John's Road west inbound route is quite slow until the Quays. Also heavy the North Quays around Bachelor's Walk. Slow around Summerhill as well towards Portland Road this morning. Weatherwise dry with plenty of cloud overall, some hazy sunny spells with fog in coastal areas. Temperature 16 to 20 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay, thank you, John. Stay with us. What have we got coming up?
Celebrity News, guys. Oh, this is so exciting. If you've watched Baby Reindeer,
oh yes.
Or if you're going to, you're going to love this Celebrity News.
And no spoilers. No spoilers.
No, no, no.
Okay, it's on the way.
Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know. You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And it's time for Celebrity Loose
with the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Okay, this is hilarious. Liam Gallagher reckons that Blur's upcoming documentary film looks more like a teenage soap.
Oh, stop
He's compared it,
lad.
It to Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
When he was asked what he thinks of To The End, which follows the Brit pop band's recent comeback, Liam says, "It don't scare me because it looks like Hollyoaks."
Right.
Love, love, love Liam. I would love to go out drinking with the Gallagher brothers. There, I've said it out loud.
They are, oh no, absolutely. Oh wow, did you see?
Did you see?
And I actually, I reposted on my Instagram. Liam Gallagher in with the kids in the school.
No.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. He's really, really good with the kids.
I'm not surprised.
And really funny. So they're like six, 7 or 8 year olds, and they've all been given questions to ask him. And he's like, oh, your mom. He's calling them, but he's really nice with them.
Yes.
He's really cute with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
He's supposed to be a nice dad.
Follow me on Instagram for more. It's like that.
Follow you on Instagram? No way. You're boring. You put up the same post twice.
Okay,
you don't know what dodgy you're shirts.
You don't know what you're missing, Lucy.
I do. Okay. I'm avoiding it.
Carry
I'm
on,
avoiding
please.
It, not
Carry
missing
on.
It.
Carry on, please. This isn't the time or the place.
Colm Hayes.
Hello.
What is your handle?
Yeah.
Just if people
How
want
dare
to.
You.
Just if people
just
want
to. Colm Hayes, obviously.
Okay, Colm Hayes, yeah. If you really want to be bored. Okay, Baby Reindeer has taken the world by storm. Apparently it's gone to the States as well now.
Yes.
Netflix.
Yes.
Check it out, guys. It's actually number one. Trending number one. Both myself and Colm have seen it.
Yes.
Anyway, the premise of the show is it's about it's a comedian in real life who wrote the show and is starring in the show about his experience of being stalked by a Scottish woman.
Yes, that's it basically, yeah.
That
yeah.
is it.
And that's it in a nutshell, and then it is quite... It's not scary. It's
not scary. It is disturbing.
Disturbing.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I would have thought not for the under 17s, 18s.
Yeah, okay. I would go 15, but I'm always
no. I don't. Liberal. No, I don't think so. I don't think a 15-year-old can handle that. I just think it is a bit graphic. Anyway, in one particular episode. Anyway, bottom line is the real life baby reindeer stalker.
Yeah.
Is now pretty much furious
right.
because she's saying that the way she's been portrayed in the series was untrue. Now her actual emails and her text messages were all used as content. So the real content from her have been used in it. But who is she sitting down and chatting to? My boy, Piers Morgan.
Right.
I'm so excited. In the interview, which is being aired tomorrow, by the way.
So it's not on telly, by the way. It's on his YouTube channel, Uncensored.
Thank you
so much.
It's
Piers Morgan Uncensored, yeah.
Thank you so much.
So you'll get it on YouTube.
So she sat down, her name's Fiona Harvey, and she sat down with Piers a couple of weeks ago. Okay, let's just keep that in mind. A couple of weeks ago and spoke about it. She said that he was firing questions at her good boy, Piers. She said he did it fast, paced to kind of catch me off guard. He kept on saying to me, "Are you sure you haven't sent this guy 41,000 emails and calls?" Which she apparently has.
Yeah, I know.
But
my God.
I can't wait to see it. And let me know your thoughts on Baby Reindeer if you've seen it, guys.
I think it was, I thought it was brilliant. There was one episode that was very disturbing.
Yeah.
But I thought as a piece,
you felt it. You felt his discomfort.
There was one scene as well prior to the other disturbing scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
in a pub.
Just to say, guys, the disturbing scene is one episode. But
it's only 5 minutes of one
episode. Parental guidance would be advised.
They actually say it at the episode 4, they say parental guidance.
They say that a lot of times and everything's fine. This is not fine.
No, this is no. But there's another scene in a bar. Where she comes in and both Holly and myself were like, oh my God.
Scary.
It was just brilliant.
She was scary.
Scary, but she is brilliant.
She's an amazing
that
actress.
That actress is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't think that she's an actress. You just think she is a stalker. You've got to see it.
It's gone to number one on Netflix for a reason. It's in all the papers. Mm. Number two for a reason.
Yeah.
Check it out, Baby Reindeer. Let me know your thoughts. But remember, you can see the real life stalker on with Piers Morgan tomorrow on YouTube.
Yeah.
More Celebrity Loose in the 9 o'clock hour.
Celebrity Loose
with the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat.
See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits at Work
with Trina Mara.
We were talking on the show about songs that seem to stay in the charts for about 100 years.
Whitney Houston, the song from The Bodyguard, I Will Always Love You. Oh my God, that must have been number one for about 10 weeks or something like that.
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire was in the charts for 42 weeks.
Trina, Celine Dion's Think Twice, endless played on the radios.
That Wet 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 one, Wet 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 actually requested that that not be number one anymore. They had enough.
Classic Hits at Work with Trina Mara. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Loft space doesn't have to be lost space. So make the most of all the room in your home with a Styra folding attic stairs. Our strong, safe and secure loft ladder systems will make your loft easily accessible whatever the layout of your home. Book an appointment during April and we'll include a free floor-mounted attic safety grab rail with your installation. Manufactured in Ireland and with nationwide installation service. Measure, make, install. Styra does it all. Visit styra.com.
From Limerick to London, Newbridge to New York, or Stonybatter to Sydney, wherever you are and whenever you're jetting off, get global travel money at your local post office. Make your money matter more with 0% commission on cash and card. Search Unpus Travel Money or visit your local post office today. T's and C's apply. Unpus Money currency card is issued by PPS EUSA pursuant to license by MasterCard International. PPS EUSA is authorised by the National Bank of Belgium and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules. Unpus is authorised by the Minister for Finance to provide foreign currency cash.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? Webhero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less.
Our new Skoda range is going fast. Here's Anto driving home in his new sporty Octavia RS. And fully charged Fiona driving away in her electric Skoda Enyaq. And this is the sound of someone who didn't get their order in on time.
Oh, for
see available stock at skoda.ie and order before it's too late. Skoda, let's explore. Skoda.
When spending time at our beaches, rivers and lakes, put water safety first. Safe always supervises children closely. Safe wears a life jacket when boating or angling. Safe swims within your depth and stays within your depth. This is Water Safety Ireland. Better safe then sorry. For advice, visit watersafety.ie. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning.
With Noyex Newmans. For your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Oh,
all for mixing, Colin.
I think you'd find it almost impossible to mix the wedding march with anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, so why did you try?
So I didn't try. I was just bringing it in as an introduction to this particular segment. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
So earlier on this morning, if you weren't with us, and we'd like to know why.
Mm-hmm. Where were you?
We spoke about a woman who got married, and she shared the six things that she thinks are a waste of money at a wedding.
And she is right.
Yes. So I said...
She said cake, didn't she?
She said cake.
Cake.
Videographer. PJs for matching bridesmaids. Do you do? I didn't know you do that.
I didn't.
She also went on gifts for the two mothers and favours on the tables.
I made my own little lavender bags. I found it quite therapeutic in the build up to the wedding.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Mm. Sorry, in fairness, something like that would be nice if there was something from the heart or the hand or the mind of the people getting involved.
You can use them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, there you go.
Useful. I like a useful favour.
Yeah. I mean, I would put maybe a ratchet set. You know, or a set of screwdrivers or a drill. Something that people can use, you know what I mean?
Yes, afterwards. You're like a little Christmas cracker.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I did say that I thought wedding dresses were an expense.
A huge expense.
I think if you buy any item of clothing, you should get at least 7 wears out of it.
The problem is, you're still wearing things from the 60s.
Not the 60s, Lucy. Not the 60s. But a decade very close to it.
Who do we have?
Frank, get in here.
Good morning, Callum and Lucy. So with a wedding, you got to do it smart. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just going to end up costing you an absolute fortune.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a bit of a hopeless romantic there. So proposing to my wife with elephants to doing the entire wedding myself, literally from hiring the marquee, the tables, the decorations, the music, the catering, literally we did everything ourselves. One of our friends blessed us by designing my wife's dress. We still paid quite a pretty penny for it, but it was gorgeous, and my daughter will wear it or use some of the material from it one day to design her own dress. So it's one of those something borrowed, something new, and all that type of stuff. But yeah, we saved a fortune by doing the wedding ourselves, and it just left more money for the honeymoon. You got to think after the wedding, because
honeymoon is
the people
important.
That are coming to your wedding,
yeah,
you literally have to pay for every single head there. So you got to do it smart.
Yeah, totally.
That's why
agree.
We only had 80. Now, Frank, did your wife want you to plan the wedding? I'm a bit of a control freak.
A and B, you're a control freak.
Yeah.
He is as well. And B...
Well, we don't know. Maybe Frank's wife just wasn't into planning the wedding.
Frank, what's the thing about the elephant?
He proposed with elephants.
How did he... Was he elephants when he proposed?
No, that's ridiculous now. You know that's not true.
Morning, guys. Totally agree. Wedding cake, total waste of money. Hike the prices up, and a lot of the times it doesn't even get eaten.
Yeah.
In my particular case, the biggest waste of money at mine was the bloody groom. What a waste of a rental suit. Never even got my money back.
Oh, no. Let's tackle that next. We'll get you your money back.
Keep them coming. 087-188-0008. Love them. Frank, can you just get back to us about the elephants?
The elephants. And did your wife want you to plan it?
Was she there? When you come around, yeah, that's what I found out, honey. What am I doing without you? You make me feel happy. When I leave you behind, it plays my mind now, honey. What am I doing without you? What am I doing without you? What am I doing without you? Well, I guess I'm ready for settling down. I'm fooling around this over. And I swear it's true. No buts or maybes. When I'm falling down.
I do without you? Well, let's feel it right now. So let's do it right now. What am I doing without you?
We got a little world of our own. I tell you things that no one else knows. I let you in where no one else goes.
What am I doing without you?
And all of the things I've been looking for have always been here inside of my car. And all of the time I'm looking for something new.
World of our own.
We got a little world of our own. I tell you things that no one else knows. I let you in where no one else
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colin and Lucy in the morning. Just going to play this set because this is Mrs. Redhead. This is all about weddings as well. So good morning, Mrs. Redhead.
Good morning. I'm a wedding photographer.
Oh, okay.
Mrs. Redhead.
Hello.
I'm just on my way to a beautiful wedding.
Yes.
In Hotel Doolin. Great list, amazing tips. Keep it going.
Okay.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's good to have a shot list. Don't they say that? Like when you're...
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a shot list, like two tequilas.
Yeah, it's good to like, you know, bride and groom, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, so you know exactly where you're going. Yeah. Almost like a running order, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, stay with us because... yes, Frank has been back about the elephants.
Oh, good.
We'll find out after 8.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with club classics, non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Go SIM-free with Harvey Norman and break free from long and expensive network contracts. Meet the delightful, powerful and full of AI Google Pixel 8a smartphone. Take amazing photos with the Pixel camera and do more even faster with Google AI, like fix blurry images, screen calls and learn new things. Plus, it's built to last, all at a great price of $559. Pre-order now with flexible payment options and our best prices guaranteed. Why shop anywhere else? Harvey Norman, your SIM-free phone specialists.
This TV show's a bit boring.
We'll get down to Specsavers for an eye test instead then.
Why?
Well, that TV you think you're watching is actually a window. You're looking at next door's garage.
It's a weird noise too.
That was me telling you to stop looking at next door's garage. So get a hearing test as well.
Eye tests and a pair of glasses from the €69 range are free at Specsavers with PRSI or medical card. And hearing aids up to €1,000 are free with PRSI. You're better off not putting it off at Specsavers. Conditions apply, subject to eligibility.
Have you tried the improved McDonald's burgers? They're just a little more...
The classics. Now a little more... Comparison with prior classic burgers served from 11 a.m. subject to availability.
Go full family dinners on Lidl Plus. Mix and match any three Irish barbecue meats for just €9. Make chicken dishes to please the whole table. Bring your beef burgers to the next level and pick from our succulent pork. Family dinners sorted all week. Go on, mix and match any three for €9. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today.
Knox Hotel Galway. We're all about the sleep. Comfy beds. Food served all day. Cocktails to die for. Fantastic location, free parking. Knox Hotel. That's NOX. Eat, sleep, stay. Book direct for best rates.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Time to send that someone a little something to let them know you're thinking of them. On Post for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare, and Galway.
On your phone
and on your smartphone.